Chapter 7. The next day, Fred showed up in his scramble suit to hear about the bugging installation.
The 6 holo scanners now operating within the premises. 6 should be sufficient for now, we feel. Transmit to a safe apartment down the street in the same block as Arctor's house, Hank explained, laying out a floor plan of Bob Arctor's house on the metal table between them.
It chilled Fred to see this, but not overly much. He picked the sheet up and studied the locations of the various scanners in the various rooms, here and there, so that everything fell under constant video scrutiny, as well as audio.
So I do the playback at that apartment, Fred said.
Oh, we use it as a playback monitor spot for about 8, or perhaps it's 9 now, houses or apartments under scrutiny in that particular neighborhood. So you'll be bumping into other undercover people doing their playbacks. Always have your suit on then.
I'll be seen going into the apartment. It's too close.
Guess so, but it's an enormous complex, hundreds of units, and it's the only one we found electronically feasible. It'll have to do, at least until we get legal eviction on another unit elsewhere. We're working on it, 2 blocks farther away, where you'll be less conspicuous. Week or so, I guess. If holoscans could be transmitted with acceptable resolution along micro-relay cables and ITT lines like the older,
I'll just use the shuck that I'm bawling some broad in that complex if Arctor or Luckman or any of those heads see me entering.
It really didn't complicate matters that much. In fact, it would cut down his in-transit unpaid time, which was an important factor. He could easily truck on over to the safe apartment, do the scanning replay, determine what was relevant to his reports and what could be discarded, and then return very soon to
my own house, he thought. Arctor's house.
Up the street at the house, I am Bob Arctor, the heavy doper suspect being scanned without his knowledge, and then every couple of days I find a pretext to slip down the street and into the apartment where I am Fred, replaying miles and miles of tape to see what I did, and this whole business, he thought, depresses me. Except for the protection and valuable personal information it will give me. Probably whoever's hunting me will be caught by the holoscanners within the first week. Realizing that, he felt mellow.
Fine, he said to Hank.
So you see where the hollows are placed. If they need servicing, you probably can do it yourself while you're in Arctor's house and no one else is around. You do get into his house normally, don't you?
Well, shit, Fred thought. If I do that, then I will be on the hollow replays. So when I turn them over to Hank, I have to be obviously one of the individuals visible on them, and that cuts it down.